You're listening to KNKX. I'm Simona Licea. Virtual medicine is becoming more common during this pandemic. It can help limit exposure for both patients and providers. I talked to Dr. John Scott through video chat to see what a visit might sound like.
Right now, you don't know that I'm actually a doctor, so I would hold up my badge since I'm meeting you for the first time.
I can see his picture, his name, and that he's an attending physician with the University of Washington Medicine System. Then he tilts the camera to show me there's no one else in the room. Scott is medical director of digital health at UW Medicine. Telehealth had already been growing steadily, but the new coronavirus is speeding things up.
We're dramatically shifting how we do work. I mean, just like everyone else is working from home and doing, you know, meetings, we're trying to do the same thing in healthcare.
At UW Medicine, some 250 doctors were trained for this before the outbreak. Now it's around 750. Every health system has its own way of training providers to use these virtual tools. Simona Licea, KNKX News.